Hey, it's Brad Milkey, host of ABC's daily news podcast, Start Here. And I'm honored to say Start Here, along with several ABC audio projects, are up for Webby Awards. Voting is open to the public, and we're all really excited about these awards, but this vote closes on Thursday. So please don't wait. You can go to abcaudio.com/webbies. That's abcaudio.com/webbies, W-E-B-B-Y-S, to cast your vote for Start Here, along with other ABC news shows. We really appreciate it.
Tonight, developing news as we come on the air. Authorities release graphic body camera video of the deadly police shooting of Jaylen Walker in Akron, Ohio. The image is disturbing. Police claim a shot was fired from Walker's car during an attempted traffic stop. After a short chase, Walker jumping out, running down the road unarmed. Officers first using tasers, then opening fire. An attorney for the family saying officers fired 90 rounds, hitting him dozens of times in the face, abdomen, and legs. Eight officers now on administrative leave. Protesters taking to the streets. 4th of July events canceled as a precaution. Also tonight, anger and frustration at America's airports over the holiday weekend. More than 3,000 flights delayed or canceled today. Airlines blaming a pilot shortage. The TSA screening nearly 2.5 million people on Friday. And today expected to be the busiest of this record weekend. What's being done to keep the airlines flying? The wildfire danger in the West. Red flag warnings in several states. Authorities restricting or banning fireworks in some areas. And tracking severe storms across the Midwest through July 4th. Rob Marciano timing it out. News tonight about a lifeguard bitten by a shark off Long Island, New York. The incident happening during a training exercise. The beach temporarily closed. More lifeguards now patrolling the water. Breaking news overseas tonight. A deadly shopping mall shooting in Denmark. Authorities say at least two people killed, others wounded. What police are now learning about the alleged gunman. President Zelensky confirming his troops have all retreated from a key city in eastern Ukraine. Russian forces reportedly seizing control. An American fighting with Ukrainians says the city is done, describing the Donbas region as hell. Back here at home, the former fugitive accused of murdering a professional cyclist who had dated her boyfriend returned to the U.S. What we're learning about her weeks on the run. And America Strong, a military honor nearly 80 years overdue.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight.
Good evening. It's great to have you with us on this Sunday. I'm Whit Johnson. As we come on the air tonight, there are calls for calm and for protest in Akron, Ohio, after the release of body camera video of the police shooting of Jaylen Walker, an unarmed black man. Demonstrators taking to the streets today demanding answers. Walker's family attorney asking for protesters to be peaceful. A warning, some of these images are disturbing. Authorities say the video shows Walker leading police on a high-speed chase. At one point, police say they saw a gunshot coming from his car door. Later, officers race to apprehend Walker after he exits his vehicle and takes off running. Officials say attempts to tase him failed. Walker then turning around and is met by a hail of gunfire. Officials don't know how many shots were fired, but the preliminary medical examiner's report shows more than 60 wounds. Police say they found a gun and an ammo clip on the seat of his car, but Walker was unarmed when he was shot. The eight officers involved are all now on administrative leave pending an investigation. ABC's Mola Lange leading us off from Akron tonight.
Tonight, the city of Akron releasing what they call extremely disturbing body camera video showing the moment officers shot and killed 25-year-old Jaylen Walker.
I won't mince words. The video you're about to watch is heartbreaking, and it's very tough to take in.
Body camera video capturing the incident. According to authorities, early Monday morning, officers attempting to pull over Walker's car for a traffic violation when they say a shot was fired out of the car door.
21 shots fired. That vehicle just had a shot come out of its door.
The chase continues. Minutes later, police say Walker slows down and flees the moving vehicle wearing a ski mask. Several officers pursue on foot. Authorities say the officers attempt to deploy tasers but miss. Walker kept running. At one point, they say Walker stops and turns towards the officers, who then open a barrage of gunfire. The police chief saying the officers attempted to render medical aid and that Walker still had a pulse after he was hit. But Walker would die at the scene. Authorities say they do not yet know the exact number of rounds fired by the eight officers.
However, based on the video, I anticipate that number to be high. A lot of rounds were fired.
The police chief saying a preliminary report by the medical examiner showing over 60 wounds to Walker's body.
It was absolutely excessive. The law requires to use force that is reasonable. You know, we've heard numbers as high as 95 shells on the ground. Right? You'll see if you review this video over and over again, an officer drains his clip and then reloads.
At the time he was shot, police say Walker was unarmed and that this handgun and loaded magazine were later found on the driver's seat of the vehicle.
What you didn't see that I saw was, first of all, a body that was not blurred out. A body that was twitching and moving with every shot that landed as it was on the ground.
We want justice!
For days, demonstrators have taken to the streets demanding accountability.
You said you lived close to where the shooting happened.
Yes, I live about three blocks, my daughter and I. She actually told me, she said, Mom, I heard a bunch of gunshots that early in the morning. She was up.
And it's like deja vu, and every time you turn around, you're seeing it on TV, you're seeing it, but until it hits home, that's when it's so bad. I love him. I've known him since he was in his mother's belly. It's hard. It's hard.
The family calling for peaceful protests. Walker's aunt calling the incident out of character for her nephew.
This is also devastating to all of us in the family. We love Jalen. Jalen was a very sweet young man, so this, we don't understand this at all.
Emotions running high. Mulla Lange joining us now from Akron. And Mulla, as this investigation plays out, what more are you learning about the officers involved in the shooting?
Well, the eight officers who fired shots, Whit, are on paid administrative leave pending an independent investigation. Records show no prior disciplinary complaints against these officers. The president of the police union here says they are fully cooperating with the investigation. And tonight, the attorney general here in Ohio is promising a full, fair, and transparent review of this case. Whit?
All right, Molar, thanks to you tonight. We turn now to the holiday rush and the nightmare for many travelers this 4th of July weekend. Thousands of flights delayed again today. Earlier, a security scare at New York's JFK Airport forced over 1,000 people out of Terminal 4. The incident was later cleared. Across the country, frustration mounting on what is expected to be the busiest travel day of this record weekend. ABC's Phil Lipoff is at LaGuardia Airport in New York.
Tonight, Americans trying to get to family and friends this holiday weekend are finding it more difficult by the day.
My flight got canceled, but I didn't find out till I got to the gate.
At airports across the country, TSA screening more than 2 million passengers a day since Friday. Numbers not seen since the pandemic began, and passengers are feeling it.
We got delayed on our first flight, and we had to switch flights, and we're hoping it doesn't happen again because we have stuff to do, and we want to get home, so we'll see.
The Logans trying to fly out of Boston back to Michigan after a family reunion. Air travel has been plagued this weekend with delays and cancellations. Today alone, more than 280 flights canceled nationwide, more than 2,800 delayed. On top of nearly 700 U.S. flights canceled and more than 5,600 delayed Saturday.
They canceled my flight as I'm boarding the plane. I spent $656 on a ticket. And now I'm still trying to find a way to get home.
Sporadic bad weather and employee shortages at airlines contributing to the ripple effect nationwide. The three most affected airports this weekend, Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta, Newark in New Jersey, and JFK in New York, where for a brief time today, Terminal 4 was evacuated due to a security incident. By the time the all-clear was given, only minor delays reported. The roads are congested, too. AAA predicts a record 42 million people will drive this weekend. That's 500,000 more than the volume pre-pandemic.
Because when I checked with the airplane prices, they was like ridiculous. I mean, real high.
The average price of a plane ticket, $437, up 45% from 2019. Gas prices high, too. On average, $5 a gallon across the country, with the West Coast seeing the highest prices. The busiest roads expected to be in Atlanta, Boston, and Chicago. And the busiest day of the four-day weekend, today.
Phil Lipoff joining us now from New York's LaGuardia Airport. And Phil, the TSA, as you noted, they're also expecting today to be the busiest of the holiday weekend. But the agency insists they can handle the record numbers.
With the TSA admits it has been a challenging and at times difficult weekend, but you're right. They do say they have enough screeners to get everybody through security into their planes all across the country. Though this week, the TSA administrator did say he's welcoming job applications, looking for more people to join the agency as he anticipates heavy travel around Thanksgiving and Christmas as well. Whit?
Some concerns about what's ahead. All right, Phil, thank you. And severe weather having an impact on the holiday for millions of Americans as well. A round of thunderstorms moved through during this fireworks display near Mount Rushmore, offering a spectacular addition to that event. But the plane's now bracing for more dangerous storms and fire danger in the West. Let's get right to ABC's senior meteorologist Rob Marciano. And Rob, what can we expect as we start the week here?
Well, with more thunderstorms across the upper Midwest, including the Black Hills of South Dakota, much of that state is under a severe thunderstorm watch again tonight, as is much of Montana. There you see the storms popping. They've been with winds of over 60 miles an hour, and that's in effect for the next several hours. That disturbance gets to Chicago, Minneapolis, parts of Wisconsin tomorrow, so that will be a detriment for celebrations in Chicago and parts of the Midwest. Hot in the central part of the country, cool but dry in the West. Dry, the main factor there. We have critical fire danger across parts of the Great Basin, Las Vegas, up through Salt Lake City. Strong winds and fireworks concern. Local officials urging people to celebrate safely on this 4th of July. Whit?
All right, Rob, thank you. And those dry conditions in the West are a major concern with so many fireworks displays planned for the 4th. But a number of those events are being scaled down or canceled altogether. Officials warning they could spark wildfires. Here's ABC's Zareen Shaw.
Tonight, the risk of fireworks accidentally sparking brush fires in high drought regions like this one in Houston this weekend, prompting the cancellation of July 4th fireworks shows in multiple communities around the U.S.
It's happening in California, Colorado, Montana, and Texas. The fear justified, experts say, by statistics.
Between 1992 and 2015, there are about 7,000 accidentally started fires on the 4th of July, and like that's about double what we see any other day of the year.
As much as Americans love the traditional 4th fireworks display, University of Montana researchers who study wildfires calling for Americans to skip fireworks.
You're going to hear these messages more and more every 4th of July.
Another concern, air pollution, like Houston saw after its New Year celebration fireworks in 2019. But the celebration isn't ending. In many places, it's evolving. Some communities filling the void with drone and light shows. Of course, many Americans traditionally do it themselves. Backyard fireworks. Just as traditionally, we hear warnings of the dangers of doing that. Ahead of tomorrow's celebrations, LA firefighters using watermelons to show the force behind even small illegal fireworks.
Other cancellations are happening for a totally different set of reasons. Supply issues. They just couldn't get their hands on the fireworks. That's what's happening in Phoenix and some other cities. But most places have found a way to put on their big show. Whit.
Zareen, thank you. News tonight about a lifeguard bitten by a shark off Long Island, New York. The lifeguard nipped on his hand and chest during a training exercise at Smith Point Beach. The area temporarily closed to swimmers. Lifeguards using boats, jet skis, and drones to patrol the area for sharks. The incident follows several recent attacks, including a swimmer bitten on his stomach and leg in Northern California and a 17-year-old girl severely bitten on the leg in Florida. We turn now to the January 6th hearings and committee vice chair Representative Liz Cheney speaking out exclusively to our Jonathan Carl why she says the Justice Department should not hesitate to prosecute former President Trump if there is evidence he committed a crime.
I think it's a much graver constitutional threat if a president can engage in these kinds of activities and, the majority of the president's party looks away. Or we as a country decide, we're not actually going to take our constitutional obligation seriously.
Cheney says the DOJ does not have to wait for the committee to make a referral. Now to the breaking news overseas, a terrifying scene at a shopping mall in Denmark. Authorities say at least two killed, several others wounded when a gunman opened fire. Images from outside the complex show shoppers racing out of the mall. Witnesses say others hid in shops inside. Police saying at this point, terrorism can't be ruled out. One suspect is in custody. And here's ABC's Lama Hassan.
Upstairs. Tonight, chaos erupting in the Danish capital, Copenhagen.
Ah!
Police
police reviewing video after a marauding gunman unleashed terror, roaming this mall, opening fire in the middle of the afternoon. Authorities say at least two people were killed, several others injured. The mall packed with families on a Sunday afternoon, terrified, seen here running for safety. Paramedics treating the wounded. The first reports of the shooting coming in at 5:36 p.m. Heavily armed police quickly swarming the scene, evacuating shoppers. Police tweeting, "We're on the scene, shots were fired and several people have been hit." Minutes later, arresting the alleged gunman, a 22-year-old Danish citizen. Police say there is no indication anyone else was involved.
Wait, tonight there is a heavy police presence on the streets of Copenhagen. Police say this is an active investigation and at this point they cannot rule out terrorism. Wit.
Lama, thank you. We turn now to the war in Ukraine, and tonight Russia claiming a major victory in the east. Ukraine is confirming that its forces have withdrawn from a key city. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Kyiv for us tonight, where he met an American veteran who just returned from the front line.
Tonight, Russia grabbing more land in eastern Ukraine. A Russian Chechen leader posting this video saying it shows his forces roaming the city of Lysychansk. Here, a soldier with a Soviet flag. Destruction all around him. President Zelensky tonight confirming his army has retreated from the city, the last it controlled in the region of Luhansk, the northern half of the Donbass. This U.S. veteran fighting alongside the Ukrainians there left the front line just 5 days ago.
The front line is basically just the Russians shelling you constantly, indirect fire with either mortar systems or regular artillery. They hunt you with drones 24/7.
The former U.S. infantryman not wanting to show his face so he could give this candid assessment.
It's a war of attrition, and right now the Russians are winning.
The Ukrainians, he says, still don't have enough ammunition or weapons. He paints a picture in the Donbass of a one-sided fight.
We had Russian snipers sniping at us, attack drones, mortars, and we just got lucky that the Russians were too timid because they could have easily overwhelmed us and killed every single one of us.
And on social media, this video showing an explosion inside Russia, just over the border from Ukraine. Russian officials claiming it was a Ukrainian missile strike. Ukrainian officials saying Russia caused the explosion so it could blame Ukraine.
Right now, it's looking pretty bleak for the Ukrainians out in the eastern Donbass. They're outgunned, they're outnumbered, they're losing land and a lot of soldiers. Wit.
Tom, thank you. There is much more ahead on World News Tonight this Sunday. The fugitive wanted for murder returned to the U.S. The suspect accused of killing a professional cyclist who had dated her boyfriend. What we're learning about her 43 days on the run. And tragedy in the Italian Alps. Several people killed when a huge chunk of glacier breaks loose.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book? Or maybe show up for a friend. We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems, it's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer.
We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Next tonight, former fugitive Caitlin Armstrong is now back in the U.S. after weeks on the run. Authorities arresting her at a hostel in Costa Rica. Our station KTRK in Houston was there when she arrived in Houston today. She appears to have changed her hair from red to brown, cutting it shorter. She's accused of killing Anna Mariah Wilson, who was found dead in her home in Austin back in May. Authorities say she briefly dated Armstrong's boyfriend last year. Investigators say she used a fake passport to leave the country. Next tonight, the investigation into the horrific tragedy at the air show in Battle Creek, Michigan. Chris Darnell killed when his jet-powered truck exploded in flames while racing two low-flying planes. The truck speeding more than 300 miles per hour, the jet engines propelling it at least 300 feet through the air. His father says his son was doing what he loved. Investigators now looking into what went wrong. When we come back, images coming in, the glacier breaking loose in Italy, the search for victims, and rising costs at the grocery store. How much is your July 4th cookout going to cost? To the index and overseas, a breakaway glacier blamed for at least six deaths in the Italian Alps. Authorities say a huge chunk of glacier broke loose in northeastern Italy today. Rock, ice, and snow sliding down the mountain. At least eight people injured. Two are in grave condition. Authorities also searching for hikers who may be missing. Back here at home, this year's July 4th cookout will be more expensive. The American Farm Bureau Federation says a barbecue with 10 people will cost nearly $70, or roughly $7 per person. That's up 17% from last year. The group says the price for 2 pounds of ground beef is up 36% from a year ago. When we come back, the World War II veteran captured on the 4th of July, his story of survival and the military honor he's waited decades to receive. Finally tonight, America Strong, an honor nearly 80 years long overdue.
Precious metals, 77 years in the making.
It's a purple heart.
For World War II veteran, 97-year-old William Willie Kellerman.
I remember every second of it. It's something you never forget.
At just 19 years old, after storming the beaches of Normandy, Kellerman was captured by the Germans on July 4th, 1944.
A German tank, and he aimed it right at me. I said, I surrender, figure. This is the end of me.
But he would later escape by throwing himself under a hedge, hiding from German soldiers.
I lay there until I got out of sight, and I picked up and I ran like hell.
Traveling nearly 600 miles, encountering the French resistance, Kellerman forced to prove he was American by answering one question: who won the 1943 World Series?
Well, I knew that the Yankees won.
Kellerman later going back into battle, getting shot in the hand and leg. Years later, his family wondering why he never got the recognition he deserved. His youngest daughter, Jean, discovering an administrative oversight and a fire that destroyed most of his Army records.
And I thought, I have to get him these medals. He deserves this.
It would take 5 years of hard work with both the U.S. Army and the French to put the pieces together, culminating in this moment. After 77 years, this week, Willie Kellerman receiving the Purple Heart, Prisoner of War, and Bronze Star medals.
It's like I've been living in the dark all my life, and all of a sudden, all the lights went on.
And on this 4th of July weekend, grateful to a nation he served.
God bless America.
That smile says it all. An American hero. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Whit Johnson in New York. I'll see you on GMA in the morning. Have a happy and safe 4th of July. Good night.